And Tigers MS is with me for our Supercoach segment. And I guess, Tigers MS, we've finally moved on to the updated prices. And with it comes a lot of interesting information, a lot of changes this week. Just looking at some of those big changes, guy like Robbie Farah's gone up 38 grand, John Sutton 34, Chris Sando 46. They're our the three leaders, along with Cooper Cronk, on the leaderboard right now. Although Cooper Cronk's only gone up 18.5. A guy, Tigers MS, a little bit surprising. Pete mentioned him in the regular show how well he's been playing, but Trent Merrin, he was at 322,000, but his performance has actually got him up to 341. And I guess, you know, these big time Supercoach players, look, they're worth every penny.
Yeah, it seems like it. You see the top 10, and they're all people who are with, you know, all due respect to Trent Merrin, they're all well known in their team as the go-to guys. And I mean, Merrin, to his credit, is being that guy for the Dragons this year.
Yeah.
But they're all there, and tell you what, they are all relatively expensive, but they're all putting up big numbers.
Yeah, well, they absolutely are. And I'll tell you a couple of guys that are right in that top list. George Tafua from the Sea Eagles. Now, that would be one surprise. And I know that he was at 231, but even at 263, which he is now, still could be a good pickup because he's cost per point right now, 1,170. So that's a very cheap cost per point. I think only Chris Sando betters that in the top 20. And Aaron Woods from the Tigers, I mean, he had a couple of tries, I guess, that maybe was unexpected that's boosted him, but still, 224 total, and his prices skyrocket up now to 315,800. So there's a couple of other names just below that top 10 that maybe aren't the out-and-out stars for their teams but are putting up big numbers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a case of, yeah, just getting them at the right time. As we were saying last week, it also could be a case of checking out who's playing, which team's playing each other, which teams are going well as a unit, which teams aren't. And, yeah, that could net you some good points. Example was the Tigers. If you had a combo in the centres of Ashford and Lawrence, would have got some good points. Lawrence had two tries. Ashford had one. They both had a number of tackle pass line breaks and, you know, made tackles themselves. So that was a pretty good club combo to have. The other two club combos, that, you know, I mean, you're gonna feel an affinity with your own club, so you're more likely to put people from your own club in your team to a degree. Souths, the Merritt and Inglis double. That they've both scored over 200 points so far in three rounds.
Wow.
That's pretty good going. For their little you know, backline and winger area that you can play Inglis in as well. The other one is the Manly, Mattai and Tafua. No, he was mentioned just before, but Steve Mattai has quietly amassed 208 points, and he's still relatively cheap at 245 for a noted player.
Yeah, and a lot of what we look at is that consistency as well, because I know that there were people out there that were kind of maybe off Steve Mattai this year, but, I mean, he's putting up these points, and he's a guy that's going to get them fairly regularly. So definitely at that price, if you have a need at centre and winger, I think it's a good option. And Tigers MS, you've actually analysed the centre and winger this week, so what can you make from the stats?
Well, obviously, you want to go with your big name wingers, obviously. So obviously, Iwade is going very well. I think he's the top winger with 241 points. I mean, his cost per point is 1,196, which is not too bad considering.
I think it's actually gone.
Well, actually, his new cost is
1,313.
And so his cost per point is 1,300.
But still very good value.
It's still excellent value. And Tafua, as we mentioned before, he is really good value. 263, his new cost is, but his cost per point, 1,170.
And don't forget,
really good going, I thought.
If you've got these guys, and as we've been mentioning, Uarte, you know, and maybe not as much Tafua, but definitely Uarte, you get to keep him at the old cost. So that's for some exactly of these right guys, these cost per points that we mentioned, like you mentioned for Uarte, 1,196, his initial cost. If you've got him and he's performing this well, you may as well keep him at this point. Yes, at some point down the line, you might want to sell him, pick up the extra cash you're going to make off him. But right now, I mean, he's the leader.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Ryan Morgan from the Eels is also, I think he's a sleeper.
Wow.
His new cost is 209,000, but he's putting up cost per point is 1,293. Cheap buy, and yeah, he's racked up over 150 points so far. And that's in a team that was soundly beaten last weekend. He still scored a try and put up a good number of points.
Yeah.
The other guy who I was not sure about at the start of the year, is Jamal Idris.
Mm-hmm.
He's starting to really warm up into the season. He's had two good games in a row now, and he's only gone up by 10,000 from his original price to 226.
A big adjustment.
And his points are 1,434 per point, rock it up in value, and he's about to score you some good points.
And anyone that can play a second position is obviously got multiple value, and he's listed as a second row as his position.
Yeah, it's absolute gold.
Mm. Particularly if you're in a draft situation, that becomes doubly as important, I think.
Yeah, no, that is exactly right. There is, just going on the other side of the coin, the Panthers. Jeff Daniela, he hasn't changed anything. He's one of those guys who will be in and out of the team, but he's only 187, but he doesn't really put up the amount of points. It's one of those cheap buys, but he's one of the guys that's not really going to be a value buy for you.
Yeah, I think that if you're looking at some of the teams, you know, we spoke about the teams earlier, and when you're looking at centre and wingers, you're looking at guys that are probably going to score a lot of tries. And there's teams that aren't putting up a lot of points. The Broncos, the Warriors, the Dragons and the Raiders, the four teams have got the least amount of tries this year. And I think, the Roosters, sorry, and the Dragons. So the Warriors, the Broncos, the Roosters and the Dragons, and just one more than them are the Cowboys and the Raiders. So it's quite considerably less. The Roosters, Dragons, Broncos and Warriors, 102 points worth in tries that they're getting. Whereas you look at the top team, the Storm and the Rabbitohs, 255 points. So there's a massive gap there between the top and the bottom when it comes to amount of points scored from tries scored. So if you've got centres and wingers, you want them in those top scoring teams, basically.
Yeah, exactly right.
Tigers MS, it is time to look through our ins and outs for this week. If you've got some of the players maybe we've mentioned over the past few weeks or your own guys, but you're not sure if you should play them this week or not, we're just going to go through some now, through our teams, and see what might be a good idea. And I can tell you that the Parramatta Eels, you talked about them earlier when you talked about the fact that Blake Ashford and Chris Lawrence put up big points against them. Well, they are actually third on the list for points allowed, as in the least amount of points they're giving up. But they have given up 187 points in tries. So anyone that's a noted try scorer, or a centre and winger, for example, position, fullback position, you guys like Ashford and Lawrence, could do very well against the Eels. So if you've got a guy like Michael Jennings or Roger Tuivasa-Sheck or Daniel Tupu for the Roosters, and they've probably been underperforming so far this year, this could be the week where they put up some big numbers.
Yeah, no, that's a, it is, and you just got to. I mean, it takes a little bit of planning and a little bit of luck, obviously, but you've got to be you got to be there ready to strike. If you think, well, I can get rid of an underperformer and pick up a cheapish buy that's going to be against some lesser opposition. Yeah, it's definitely a good strategy to go with.
Even if you just move him to your bench for the week, Sonny exactly. Bill Williams has been obviously scoring very well for the Roosters, as has Jared Rorea Hargraves. But for mine, this week, those forwards are genuinely finding it a bit more difficult against the Eels. So I'd probably be more concerned about either Sonny Bill, you're still going to play him, but don't make him captain, basically, or vice-captain, just play him regularly. Whereas Rorea Hargraves, if you've got other options in your front row, you may want to go down that road this week. Other discrepancies with some of the teams, I've always liked to look at the ones that are putting up a lot of points but also allowing a lot of points. And the Melbourne Storm, they actually lead the total points. So good to get guys from the Storm, get them in your team. I've been talking about Ryan Hoffman all year, and, you know, I've just got to keep talking about him because he's outstanding. But Ryan Hinchcliffe put up a lot of numbers this week just gone as well, so he could be a fairly cheap buy that you could pick up. And if we look at, you know, against their opponent, the Brisbane Broncos, well, they're against their third last. So realistically, teams are putting up good points against the Broncos. They're not able to score a lot of tries, necessarily. Some of the other teams are letting in a lot more tries than the Broncos. But a lot of those other stats, like your line breaks, tackle busts, those sort of things are really where the Broncos let in a lot of those points. So your Melbourne sort of back row, anyone that you've got there, I think you've got to play this week.
Yeah, no, it's a sound theory, and it's going to be put to the test. And so, we'll see the results come Monday or Tuesday.
Exactly. And look, guys, I really think that you've just got to take our advice on board. Go to the website www.paulygsports.com. Download this podcast. If you're involved in Supercoach, we'll give you the inside info. We're going to do a lot more of the sort of ins and outs as the weeks go on. We'll mention players. You can message us on Twitter at PaulyGSports or at TigersMS78 and ask us questions. I've got these two guys. Who do you recommend? We'll run it through our stats system and give you the up-to-date information. It's all here. We've got all the information from each and every week, broken down per position, per team. We can tell you exactly which teams are putting up the numbers or letting in the numbers. We can tell you which positions are the better weighted positions. And I've got it all here for you on NRL Live Supercoach segment. Tigers MS, thank you very much for your assistance today. And look forward to you going through maybe one of the other positions again next week. And Pete, it's time for World of Sport, and you've got a little doozy for us.
Yeah, something very close to my heart, I guess you might say. I remember Tigers RMS last week when he tipped the Raiders against the Dragons. He said he'd just say one word, and it was hoodoo. And sort of as it came around again last week, the Dragons not winning down there since 2001, I thought, well, to try and give any Dragons supporters hope out there or enlighten a few people about some hoodoos in world sport, reminded me of a trip I made to America in 2010. Now, we've all heard of most of us probably heard of the Boston Red Sox and the curse, the Babe Ruth curse, where they traded Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees after they won the World Series in 1917. They did not win the World Series again until 2004. However, I've got another team over there that beats that even. Now, I've been to the famous Wrigley Fields in Chicago. It's the home of the Chicago Cubs. The ground was made famous on the movie The Blues Brothers, where one of the characters was pulled up by the police and he gave his address, and the address the police went to turned out to be the home ground of the Chicago Cubs. Anyway, they last won the World Series. They won two of them, and they had a great era there for a little while. In 1907 and 1908, they unfortunately have not won since then. Now, I've looked into reasons why that is. So you're looking at 105 years to date, and the story goes that back in 1945, a local business owner by the name of William, and his nickname was Billy Goat Sianis, attempted to bring a goat named Murphy to Wrigley Field during Game 4 of the World Series. He was the owner of the Billy Goat Tavern and was a diehard Cubs fan. There were no signs or warnings that barred animals from the park. He figured he would have no problem bringing the goat into the park. He bought even bought a ticket for the goat, so he's prepared, this guy. He got in. Imagine doing that today. His pet watched the game until late in the game when they're asked to leave. Orders came directly from Cubs owner P.K. Wrigley, and yes, that is of the chewing gum fame. Their company's from Chicago. They're asking that both Sianis and his pet goat be ushered out of the park. The reason was given was because the goat stinks. As a disgusted Mr. Sianis left, he was heard saying, "The Cubs ain't going to win no more. The Cubs will never win a World Series so long as the goat is not allowed in Wrigley Field." After the Cubs lost the series to the Tigers in 7 games, Sianis sent a telegram to Wrigley that said, "Who stinks now? Diehard Cubs fans believe the curse still exists today."
That's good.
But believe it or not, the curse reared its head again a couple of other times, and it transferred clubs as well. Get a load of this. 1969, apparently the Chicago Cubs team was consisted one of their, believed to be one of their greatest teams assembled. They were doing very well in the later part of the season, and the curse is said to have reared its ugly head, and I've got a photo in front of me. Again, on September the 9th, 1969, when a black cat ran onto the field as the Cubs played a crucial series against the Mets at Shea Stadium. After running circles around Ron Santa, one of the great players, the black cat quickly disappeared underneath the stands. And the team season apparently finished in a heap. Here's another classic, though, and it transferred to the Boston Red Sox, believe it or not. 1986... there was an infamous player by the name of Bill Buckner who played for the Boston Red Sox during the 86 World Series. What happened there was the ball he missed went between his legs, and they were able to, the opposition team were able to get another batter home. The error caused Boston to lose Game 6, forcing a Game 7, and eventually the New York Mets won the series. And many fans blame Buckner, thus extending the Red Sox curse. What hasn't been noticed until recently was that Bill Buckner, who was a former Chicago Cubs player, or Cubby as they call him, what he was wearing under his first baseman's glove during that play. A picture taken over 20 years ago showing Buckner walking off the field after committing the error revealed something that has been undiscovered until recently. He removed his glove, exposing a worn Chicago Cubs batting glove with the Cubs logo on the back. He previously played for the Cubs before joining the Red Sox and was apparently wearing the batting glove for luck. It's evidence to why the Cubs curse exists.
Oh, Pete, that's great. That reminded me of the NFL team, the Detroit Lions, because they've got their own curse, apparently, of Bobby Lane, a quarterback that was traded in 1958 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, Detroit were one of the strongest teams up to this point, and apparently he's quoted as saying, well, after the trade, because he wasn't happy about it, he said, well, you're not going to win for 50 years. And for the next 50 years, the Lions accumulated the worst winning percentage of any team in the NFL. They're still one of only two NFL franchises that been in the NFL since 1970 and have not played in a Super Bowl. Apparently, even just making the playoffs, they've only had one playoff win in that 50-year stretch. And in the final year of the supposed curse, 2008, they went 0-16, the only team, first and only team to lose every game of a 16-game NFL season. So, and the other coincidence is right after the curse was supposed to end in 2009, the Detroit Lions drafted a quarterback called Matthew Stafford, who is still playing with them today, and he came from the same high school as Bobby Lane and lived on a house on the same street as Lane's. And he has taken them to the playoffs. So they're saying the curse is now being lifted.
Isn't it amazing? There's several other stories relating to the Chicago Cubs there. I was sort of, you know, wondering whether something had happened to the Dragons at Bruce Stadium or Canberra Stadium over the years. And I think, what happened in 2001? And I hope I'm not responsible, but that was the last year that I was living in Canberra before I found my way down there.
You might have to move back,
Dragon.
Maybe, I hope not. I hope I don't have to move back there because that's the last thing I want to do. No offence, Tigers are. But there's plenty more there about the Chicago Cubs as well.
We've got lots of listeners in Canberra and it's a lovely, lovely place.
It is indeed. It is indeed.
Damage control.
All right, guys, I think we better leave it there before we cut out all our audience. Don't forget the other World of Sport I did a couple of weeks ago, or one of the ones I think you might have done, Pete, where I've had a go at Hull. So,
yeah, that's exactly
what right. Is it with our World of Sports and blowing up areas? Look, that is it for another week in NRL Live. Episode 39, it's in the books, and you can download it, of course, at the website www.pooleygsports.com. We'll be back next week, of course, talking all things NRL, all things Supercoach. Tigers MS, thanks very much.
No problem.
See you next week, and Pete, hope your Dragons get up on the weekend.
Me too, mate, me too. There's going to be some questions asked if they don't get up soon.
Steve Price, we could be talking about him on next week's show. Thank you. Watch out for that hoodoo. Just some hoodoo gurus.
Okay.